Alors, Good evening.
Can you hear me okay? I sound a little soft. Is it okay?
How's that?
Okay, is that Emma? Yeah, that now I can hear myself too. Okay, thank you. So welcome back. We've been away a couple of weeks. We're going to continue to look at Lama Chöpa, which starts with the several subsections, but preceding to where we are now was an extensive section on making supplications to one's Lama, wherein one's, through recognizing his many great qualities, makes heartfelt supplications for him to guide us so as to enable us ourselves to transform our minds. Now, we come to the results of those supplications, the section where the Lama is guiding us on how to transform our minds. This is the presentation of the graduated stages of the path. So this started at verse 84, and amongst the three levels of trainings, those which are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, we've looked at that in its entirety. We now come to the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and these will later be followed by the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of supreme capacity.
Ourselves
and all beings, we want to experience only happiness. None of us want to experience any problem, suffering, or difficulties of any magnitude. We all aspire to achieve a state of lasting, stable happiness. And this is achieved through accumulating the causes for happiness and eliminating the causes that will otherwise lead to suffering. And where are these causes to be found? On our own continuum. The causes for our suffering are to be found within, on our continuum. So this is where the solution is also found, where the antidotes are to be applied. In brief, the meaning of Buddhist practice is to transform our mind. To first come to recognize the causes that lead to happiness and the causes that lead to suffering, and strengthen and cultivate those virtuous ways of thinking that will lead to lasting happiness, and to recognize and then eradicate the causes that will otherwise lead to suffering. And in brief, to bring these two down to just one, we need to eliminate the ignorance that does not understand reality.
And some look and can it to my young gores, the canister to my young gres, if it to my young body, to my decade, to my decarries, canister of course, to my the hako was shed. That to my young hardy can neck and the young gres, the hako at ye. Then to my mevas, the anecat is some look and stand the mevas or a canecat tangore, said, and do send some look on it.
We'll continue here now to look at how to identify, or continue to look at the identification of the causes that lead to all problems, suffering, and difficulties, as well as how to eradicate those causes.
And the torture Luma used me shallier, pen big as somebody get a cavasia. Just like the Dipopongore, Kawa to Kuris, the twin rich and two Kuris, Kawa to be a tanty one, twin rich chan, Maja by Nan, Leroy to Vanity, and the chicken, Tara Yakushu to Marias, kissing under the Kibuchmuka Sudi was dirty Shushiwa.
And in the previous verse when we met a couple of weeks ago, there we concluded looking at the trainings which are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity. We looked there at primarily at refuge. And within the presentation on refuge, advice was given. And that was in the final line of the previous verse. Enthusiastically practice avoiding negative actions and accumulating virtue. So within the context of refuge, this can be taken as a refuge precept, a refuge commitment. The negative actions which are to be avoided are the 10 non-virtuous actions of body, speech, and mind. And the virtuous actions, or the wholesome actions to be accumulated, are their opposites. And one needs to apply oneself with enthusiasm, overcoming laziness and apathy, but with joy and energy, apply oneself to developing wholesome ways of thinking, and not being ensuring we are not overwhelmed by unwholesome ways of thinking. We come to the 87th verse on page 15. Please bless me to develop an intense longing for freedom from this great ocean of boundless, vicious existence, violently tossed by waves of affliction and karma, infested by sea monsters of the three sufferings. This verse then marks the starting of the trainings which are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity. As we see in our text, it says this is medium scope motivation. So what is the motivation of a practitioner of the medium scope of intermediate capacity? It's a motivation that is determined on achieving liberation. Then what does liberation mean? Liberation from contaminated karma and afflictions. Would express it differently, liberation from uncontrolled rebirth. So I'm taking uncontrolled rebirth within the realms of samsara that this practitioner is striving to be liberated from, or striving, to use a synonym, striving to attain freedom from.
This
determination to achieve liberation or freedom, this comes about independence on causes and conditions. So to accumulate the causes that will lead to a determination to gain freedom from samsara, one needs to accumulate the causes, and there are two principal causes.
Just
like something in our everyday life that we are striving to achieve, we will be doing so because we see it as dispensable, as indispensable. Let's say it's something we want to buy. We will be convinced that we have to have it because it is so useful, and this particular item of its particular quality will bring such a benefit to us. So we see it as indispensable. So here, in our context, to give rise to the determination wanting freedom from samsara, we need to see the benefits of freedom, the benefits of liberation. The state of freedom is a freedom from suffering. Of all the coarse and subtle sufferings and difficulties that one already has experience of, whether suffering from illness, suffering of conflict, suffering that comes from needing things, having necessities, freedom is freedom from all of this. In brief, it's freedom from all physical discomfort, pain, and misery, all mental discomfort, pain, and misery. And the corresponding benefits of having attained such freedom is due to oneself being freed of problems and difficulties. One is without obstacle to benefiting others. Right now, one of the reasons that stops us from helping others is our own problems and the burden of our own problems. But if we have attained freedom, there's no obstacle for us or preventing us from helping others.
And then,
liberation is the state where one has completely abandoned the afflictions together with their seeds, completely eradicated them, so that an affliction can never arise again. That is a true cessation, and it is a state of freedom, freedom from suffering, freedom from the afflictions, or a state of liberation, where one is liberated from suffering, liberated from the suffering that the afflictions lead to. Therefore, one is free from all physical and mental problems, and has attained a state of lasting, stable happiness. These benefits such as these need to be reflected on repeatedly and in great detail, so that one gives rise to a valid cognizer, realizing the great benefits that come with the attainment of liberation, the attainment of the abandonment of the afflictions together with their seeds. And it's due to the power of that valid cognition that one will strive to achieve freedom. I mentioned there are two methods, or maybe two pathways, to cultivate in order to generate the valid cognition that is the mind determined to achieve liberation. The first was through reflecting on the qualities of having attained a state of liberation, a state liberated from or freed from the afflictions together with their seeds. Now the second is to reflect on the sufferings of samsara and generate thereby a determination to attain freedom from the sufferings of samsara. So we see here that for us it's at the end of the verse, it refers to the three sufferings. Here I encourage you, when reflecting on the sufferings of samsara, to use as your starting point your own experience of suffering, both coarse and subtle sufferings that you yourself have experienced, as well as has perceived.
And in it, that kissing on the game, give a chewing cup of shady dunga dike, and then yay dunga da, and then chicky dunga, dunga, ida dunga, sing a song dunga shape mother, tada me dunga gay, some da da she go mare, that give a drinking cup of shady cupla, and then a song dunga masi, tell her, tada milk gave in a dunga more your ass, she's a dunga carrier as in a dunga dunga shada, new dunga, chaba duji dunga, sage, on those china, you more essay, that dunga sum sage she go what.
The meditations that you're engaging in are presented in a graduated sequence. Hence, on page 15, the outline starts, meditation on the graduated path, or graded, should be graduated path. So we start with the trainings of that are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, wherein one reflects on the tremendous suffering experienced by beings in the three lower realms of animals, spirits, and hell beings. In dependence on that meditation, one now comes in the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity to reflect on the sufferings of beings in the higher realms. So the first, one reflects on the lower realms. Now here, the sufferings of beings in the higher realms. And these are presented within varying divisions, such as we see here, the three sufferings, or the threefold division, which is firstly, the suffering of physical and mental pain, secondly, the suffering of transient happiness, and thirdly, the suffering of all-pervasive suffering.
Dine zadang azul hada mil kevene dunga yores jide da dunga kare yores ne da tu samda de dunga dunga se de nga tu samda ve ne da nga mil ya dunga kar kar yung yo ba se de ne na se ong ge dunga yo ba da sa ya dunga ong ge dunga ma chu yo ong ge dunga kang a du se ba de cha sa dunga yi dunga se de song a ju ge tong chu su ju ba du chi tong go ba de ding a ju ge du chi ne sam dang go de ne du a de ne de ne ong kang a de ne de ong du a se bi And the nigger sometimes do not do a half word, and the jelly and you do not say, Danganjuba, Chike, Chamjaya, or the Lingara, Tanja, Dushine, and the Terra Nerab de Ochun City League to the Ine Tesua, Lamsan, just Mountain Dine, Janchi, Gurche, Duma Pali, to Chesadine, that you do not say, Dushine, just to have a Timbush him, and those depending on you. Such an individual, a champion, or just champion, just and double it, you rajagan, and keep her. Tell you, you knew who didn't deny they'll do you much part of him to Gurwada, do it till you ever do make him Marwa, Tadro, some Gurwad, says that in his hand, the tambour you did, they took up a keep her, like Alan, you knew who did the auntie, and tell you, Magawata, and Joyaki, says that you do not leave, says that you do not say, says I never.
In your meditations on the suffering of the lower realms, those sufferings are very, very coarse. Now, when you come to the sufferings of the higher realms, they have both coarse as well as subtle aspects. So within the threefold division of suffering, the first, the suffering of physical and mental pain. This is coarse suffering, what all beings recognize and want to be freed of. The physical and mental difficulties that we experience from slight to severe. So this we'll recognize as hunger, impoverishment, conflict, illness. So all these, this range of sufferings on both physical and mental, from coarse to subtle, are included within the suffering of physical and mental pain. Then the second of this threefold division is much subtler. It's the suffering of transient happiness, or more commonly translated as the suffering of change. So this then refers to the happiness or pleasure that we experience. Because whilst it is pleasurable, whilst it is happiness, such as, for example, enjoyable time with our friends or going on holiday, we know from our own experience this doesn't last. And after not too long, we've had enough. We want to leave. So this then is the suffering of change, as it's sometimes translated, is in that the pleasure we experience doesn't last. It changes into suffering. I've been in this formerly pleasurable situation too long. I've had enough. I am now suffering. It was pleasure a few minutes ago. I've now had enough. So in this way we see the suffering of change, pleasure into suffering. Or as it's also translated, the suffering of transient happiness. Because even whilst we are experiencing pleasure, we know that it's transient. This is not the happiness we long for. It is going to end. There is something better than this. But that is what we need to strive for. What we experience here in samsara is not as good as it gets. We can strive for something better. So this is the second type of suffering, the suffering of transient happiness. These first two types of suffering, the suffering of physical mental pain and the suffering of transient pleasure, arise in dependence on this basis of a body that we have. It's independence on this body that we experience happiness that doesn't last and pain and misery. This body then is an illustration of the third type of suffering, all-pervasive suffering, or all-pervasive suffering of conditioning. This body and conditioning in the sense of it's come about in dependence on causes, and those causes are contaminated karma, or karma that is contaminated due to being accumulated due to our afflictions. So therefore, because this body has come about, is a ripening of karma that was accumulated due to the afflictions, it is the basis upon which suffering is experienced. The suffering of physical mental pleasure and the suffering of transient happiness. And it's not just you and I who have such a body. It's not just all humans. It's not even just us and all those in the lower realms. Every being in samsara, from the hells to the spirits, animals, humans, the gods within the desire realm, and the gods within the form and formless realm, all beings in samsara, their physical basis is an illustration of all pervasive suffering, as it is the basis upon which the suffering of physical and mental pain and the suffering of transient pleasure is experienced.
Then Dele Tardig, somebody under Jangoma, Taye did Meva Suyat and Dele Tardigi, Tarbigi, Tablanding under Pisigoma. Di Majaba the Garrison did Dungay Mahamohoenza, Hamohoenza, Dele Tardigoma. Dungay 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 Banga the Hagoevanda, Dele Tarbi Tablan Pisigore. Snada Dungay Gui Dunga, Chaba Jigi and Dungay Dungay Mahamohoenza, Dele Tarbigi. Tajuk dunia ini tumbuh aji gua mal, dia leh tajuk dia tablam leh besu ya cungguh mal, tangzai.
Now then, in brief, is the three types of suffering. So of those three, if we take the first, the suffering of physical and mental pain, or more commonly translated as the suffering of suffering, this is something that all beings recognize and want to be freed from, want to be liberated from. This is well known. There's no one who wants to experience physical pain or difficulty. There's no one who wants to experience mental pain or difficulty. Everyone has a wish for freedom from the suffering of physical and mental pleasure. Having such a determination, we engage in our various activities. For example, in weather like this, we wear warm clothing. Having a wish for freedom from the suffering of physical and mental pain is not the realization that we are striving for. Because this is an attainment beings already have. It's the next two types of suffering that we don't even recognize. These we need to reflect on, because that is what we need to develop the determination for freedom from. The suffering of transient happiness and the suffering, the all-pervasive suffering. These two types are still unrecognized by us. We need to recognize them as being suffering, as being in the nature of suffering. This is what we need to reflect on and give rise to determination to be freed from the suffering of transient happiness and all pervasive suffering. It is when we give rise to a determination to be freed from these two levels of suffering that we have given rise to a determination to attain liberation.
Gyu dungai di, manzu dungai ba ha mokoa, hangzhen tele tar tui ki kuwa mara, tar tui ki ba ma zi, ma ji wa ma zi, ngan zu di dun dun ye kuwa, ngan zu ki di na, gyu dungai di ngan zu ki, ngan zu ki di ra ya ki tanda la, di ta la besu shi tu, di dun dun ye shi ngan zu ki, ba ya chik di ra ya ki tanda la, besu shi kuwa rwa, zi na di, pang ya ki samla, tele dor tui ki samba me ba chi, tele ya dun dun ye ba samba di ngan zu ki lu yung kuwa re.
So it's right here that the Buddha Dharma gets radical. Because the way we live our lives is we are striving for transient happiness. Everything we do is for, it's motivated for happiness, but it's a transient worldly happiness. This is what we're striving for. Buddhism here is presenting that that happiness, because it's transient, is not actually what we yearn for, and therefore by striving for it and it alone, we are deceiving ourselves. We are consuming our time and our energy in achieving happiness that doesn't lead to the desired result, and in fact may lead us to create further causes, binding ourselves within samsara. This needs to be reflected on. This is a radical view, and realizing it is important.
That do I do other Jew do not the Chava do you do not the Pumba de Liguores? That in the end, the Pumba de Gansungore said that this is Chaza, you are the Ganslingores in the Dan. Akasa, the nigger do not somebody choosing Nazi, yes, that on the Pelamas or choosing. That Chunala choosing digi, same Jane Jewish, but Sora Jabyondo, Soya Shalia, Koran Kalai, the Miss Sam Jane, Judy, Soya, Sam Jane Shalia, Jin Neva, and Ganga, that Jigorva.
And the third type of of suffering, all pervasive suffering. So this we understand through our physical and mental aggregates that we have. This is the basis upon which suffering is experienced. And here in our verse, we understand them as through the fourth line, sea monsters. Sea monsters is a poetic translation. A very literal translation would be crocodiles. So we may be more familiar with crocodiles, it's the same word. But what do crocodiles do? With their powerful jaws, they grasp other sentient beings, cause them immense suffering and almost certain death. As well as for the perpetrator, the actual animal, the perpetrator of that suffering, they too accumulate causes. The crocodile accumulates causes for suffering. So in analogy, it's the three types of suffering that cause pain to all beings. All the pain that beings are experiencing in the world, whether it's perceivable pain such as from conflict and hunger and impoverishment and mental anguish, as well as transient suffering and all-pervasive suffering, transient happiness, sorry, and all-pervasive suffering. Every form of pain beings experience come down to the crocodile, the three crocodiles of the three sufferings.
On the new year, that the one somebody can see Yunguri, that the chick down body, Leda, and Yomo, Balantra to choose. She said, then another digging, Anzugi, Pumbody, can see Jinigi was Lela Diniki Warriors, she lays up. That Leda, Yomo Balatiniki Warriors. She said, that lays I had then, you, Yomo, Yomo, Bukunia, she lays up for Asia. She said, Leda, Yomo, but the licorice. Le Leda nyomo bi nyuba digi topki ngan zuge, ane jingaran zuge kaso kyaba duji dunga di, dunga yi pungpo di lingga warayas. Tiesna da kyaba duji pungpo di, ane gyugaril dini yunglasu ne, leda nyomo ba dili dini lingga warayas. Ya gansa, gyudi da dunga pungpo yaya gyudi shi kore da, leda nyomo ba lang chadu chukse ngaji.
Looking at, for us in English, the third line, violently tossed by waves of affliction and karma. This then points to the cause for our contaminated physical and mental aggregates. This basis, which are the third type of suffering, suffering of all pervasive conditioning. The illustration is physical and mental aggregates, which, like ours, have been achieved through the ripening of karma. Karma that is contaminated because it was accumulated by minds which are afflicted. So therefore there is this sequence. Having this basis upon which we experience suffering came about through our own karma, which is contaminated due to that karma being accumulated through afflictions. So this is the sequence being referred to here. And that rebirth with such contaminated affliction, contaminated aggregates, is something we have no control over. Just like a piece of driftwood or even a steel ship in the ocean has no control over huge waves. Even huge steel ships are overwhelmed by violent storms. So too are ordinary beings like ourselves overwhelmed by our own contaminated karma and our own afflictions.
Then, when our jogi le da nyomoba ke nyomoba ke le sa sabi chela le di meva masuba na our jogi kasu kova le ya anish kova ni le ki yongores rangwa meva ki yongore le ki rangwa ki yongore che. Chesa da na le da nyomoba ni de ya chesa da our jogi kovi ki dunga sumdi meva suya la ane karche yongore se ne. Called レダニョモバルメバスコレチダンディ、ニョモバルメバスコレシゴルダ、レダガジドガヨヨギギ、レダニョモバルリゴレス。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディア、ジナルバダニョルメバスヨマガシェマシェ。タニョモバディ sing to Barang, Timber to Batsim, Tinsin, not Timber to Batsin, Delatin, a key horror. Says that they wiggy, Mazu, not Timber to Batsin, Delatine, Mazu, and Yomobati won't get lesser. And they lay among by the Yomobi draw chess, and the call Maranga Givalingores, Givalingores. Says another call a Givaling to Givaling, Ludita, Tavadu Duma Chatter. Just like that, do you let them be together? You do not, and do I do not so much your eyes, and do I know what you go, yes, such. That now, do I do so, 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 so,
so, this verse clearly presents the state of all of us, of all beings bound within samsara. We have no freedom. We long for freedom. We value freedom. But we are bound. And what binds us is our own karma and our afflictions. The state of all samsaric beings is they don't have freedom from their own karma and afflictions. This is the freedom, though, that here in this meditation we're striving to yearn for. A state that is freed from being controlled by one's afflictions, controlled by one's own karma. When we reflect well, we see how we don't have freedom from our karma. Our karma directs us. Our afflictions overwhelm us. This we need to reflect on. This is the meaning of freedom. This is the meaning of the word of the meaning of the word freedom from the Buddhist perspective. Here we need to come to see the sequence. That us being born in these suffering realms without any control over where we are born and our experiences once born is due to causes, primarily our karma. Our karma is as it is due to the afflictions that accumulated it. And those afflictions all have as their root cause the ignorance of true grasping. There is this sequence. And when we become clear on that, we know where we need to direct our attention. We need to eradicate ignorance of true grasping. Because if that is eradicated, everything that would otherwise follow ceases. If there's no ignorance, there's no afflictions, there's no contaminated karma, there's no uncontrolled rebirth in samsara, where one has these contaminated physical mental aggregates that experience the first and second types of suffering. One is freed from suffering. So again, if we eradicate our ignorance of true grasping, no afflictions can arise because their root cause is gone. Therefore, no contaminated karma is accumulated. Therefore, no uncontrolled rebirth is taken with contaminated physical and mental aggregates, the third type of suffering, upon which we experience the first and second types of suffering. That is freedom. Freedom from suffering in its entirety. And this we need to come to understand, come to know well for ourselves.
And then that Tame Jirung Sisu Chembo Les. Jizada Tameba Tame Jisurung Sisu Chembo Sizada Tameba Dunga Nyoya Tayo Maresid, that Gabrielia Nyawatia Kanye Dunga Nyoya Naso. Do Nyewi bado kora kora chidusen kowa liya kwa tuki ne tamya bari eze chida siso sibi tso se de gyaso nashi gyaso liya pe mazi ding ding bu paso shanga chenbu yoba nashi nda zi korvi dunga korvi ki nye dile dene shire sachi disungurwa chidan dele liya sangwa nada nyunga bato meba nyunga jisurwa shena sako yore dile yama zi mili kena duas chaga da dile dundule kena dile dunga chewa an dile mugitela kena dile dunga chewa an nyewa le kena dile dunga chewa ndu su su yore sachi jisurwa sachi ndu su yenda korvi dunga dine dine yore sachi dunga zi kitambo rachwe tishi gurwa
The verse concludes with what we have as the first line. Please bless me to develop an intense longing for freedom. This intense longing for freedom arises independent on what has been reflected on previously, where we reflect that on the sufferings of samsara, the three types of suffering, and recognize that all samsaric beings experience one, two, or three of these types and will continue to do so. That there is no pleasure that is worthy of striving for in samsara. There's no delight worthy of drawing us in because they all lead to, they only lead to the experience of temporary happiness followed by disappointment and more frustration. Reflecting again and again that there is nowhere in samsara to long for. Not just the lower realms, which clearly no one wants to be born in, but even in the so-called higher realms. There too, one is always in danger of unexpected death and falling into even worse circumstances. We need to reflect then in this way on the three types of suffering, giving rise to a disenchantment. See it as not just in our own experience, but throughout the realms of samsara. In this way, giving rise to a powerful disenchantment. Seeing that how we are actually quite powerless due to the strength and intensity we have here, the violence of the waves of afflictions and karma. And we know from our own experience how strong our afflictions can be and how they can overwhelm us. And our karma can be, at times, present strong obstacles. So we need to reflect on this to give rise to a strong determination to be free from this suffering, recognizing how it's endless or boundless, to give rise to the determination for freedom.
COVID 동안
Here, in your meditation, you need to reflect on the sufferings of samsara, on looking at all three, the sufferings of physical and mental pain, the suffering of transient happiness, as well as the basis upon which they experience our physical and mental aggregates, all pervasive suffering. There, and together with this, one needs to meditate on the sequence by which one suffers. We experience suffering due to our karma, which is contaminated, due to it being accumulated under the power of our afflictions, which have as their root cause ignorance of true grasping. So these two sections, the three types of suffering, as well as the sequence by which we suffer, need to be reflected on well.
Kalirisan tarba siadiri, sedeji siadiri, da, dishula, kalirisan tarba. Chisna, dele tarba ina, anu, koyu dunga tajale, dele tarba ina, anu, karosan, ten yi dewa res, dewa ni lu dewa, sem ji wa, dunga yun yu ya ma re, an chi su ruwa da, rahwan ji shi me ba, an ki di ne ten yi dewa ni res a ji, de di shi tarbi yun ten di shi gore, jada tarbi yun ten di shi gore.
In the same meditation, you need to come to recognize suffering, so the threefold division, as well as its origin, or the, its causes, that sequence. Then move to the next level. Our situation is not hopeless. If you stop there, it may feel like it's hopeless, but we need to recognize that freedom is possible. A cessation of suffering in its entirety is possible, and it's possible for us. So the third point is that freedom is possible.
Deniki kolbi dunga diki ya ba juen dini 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 yunguri asade dunga kanga dini yor dunga diri dunga ngotwe che an dhele ta na an tarpa asade dini re asade tarpe yun dini ngotwe che an gara giwa asana dhele dini oda kolbi dunga juen dhele de juen di sol di ma ta na da tab minu tar gugudu sanpege ta kowa dhele tar gugudu sanpege kowa dhele ta na tarpa asade top gugudu sanpege an taba dini yu samba di digi re asa tarpa tarpe shukra giwa jin yu lo asa 타주게 삼나 타바드니 덴바 슈 리레스 제자 디니게 타바드니 카제 슈 자고 제베이네 아 저 안디 타바토야라 타니에 주고 제자 타바드니 삼바 기고레세 다 슈데 제월 진유로세 디니게 타바드니 삼바디 슈 자고 야고 제퇴게 라메 진이 라브로 제송 고로와다 슈 고로와야
mentioned earlier two causes or two methods to cultivate so as to give rise to what we see here in for us the first line, please bless me to develop an intense longing for freedom. That first cause was reflecting on the sufferings of samsara together with its origin, its causes. The second cause was that freedom is possible and the benefits of freedom, namely lasting stable happiness, a mind that is calm and at peace, and thereby one is able to truly help and benefit others. So through cultivating these two groups of causes, one gives rise to an intense longing for freedom. And here one turns to one's Lama, asking for inspiration or blessing, so as to be successful in one's meditation on these two points, the sufferings of samsara, and that freedom is attainable. And thereby to give rise to an intense longing for freedom.
Kerong kara damgin lamda, oh that pay dilet that bhagitana tesao jin jugmes, that telet joda kinime, chibudili, yadilia, jugin sempiga, some lodi, pa dragi, yadil dragi, tapshi, pejishigirwa. On dinaji, and the Korea duma, nimi digi dusus reda, said the Korea dini, jun yu ganga dini, jun dini, said pa reduce, and dele tana, tarba said yuna, yende dini, and yora said. Jiggly, 나 탈바 딜레 탈베 탑지 탈바 요바 인자 하는 거는 들이야 디파 에 남도 있는 거로 봐
Cultivating these two sets of causes to give rise to an intense longing for freedom can be likened to if you look at two holiday brochures. Somehow a company, a holiday company produced a brochure for a place that if we looked at, we'd call hell on earth. We'd maybe see conflict, an awfully, an ugly environment, and just pain and misery. No one would want to go there. We look at the other brochure, it's like paradise on earth. It's very clear which of the two we'd want to go for. That is likened to the result that comes from this meditation. When we come to understand the reality of samsara, how it is pervaded by suffering, our experiences are pervaded by suffering, it's clear we will not want to remain in this unending pain and misery. Rather, put all our energy into cultivating the causes that will lead to lasting happiness. And we need to come to recognize this as vividly as if it was two holiday brochures before us. It's very clear then. But for us, we still haven't yet realized the reality of our own situation. And this is what we need to wake up to. Because the freedom that Buddha speaks about is freedom from our own confusion, our own blindness. This is the veil we need to look at, the veil we need to lift. Come to recognize the reality of our current situation as well as what is actually possible for us. We're here in the section on the trainings shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So the trainings that we engage in here are, like elsewhere, this altering of analytical and placement meditation, where one primarily relies on analytical meditation, but as one comes to varying points in the meditation, where a strong feeling of the meditation arises, then place your mind there, abide with that, strengthen your familiarity with this result in the meditation, and then continue with analytical. The first part that one does with analytical meditation is reflecting on the three types of suffering, reflecting on the suffering of physical mental pain, reflecting on the suffering of transient happiness, and reflecting on all pervasive suffering. We do so again and again, in ever more detail, so as to habituate yourself that all experiences that one has, because one's basis, these contaminated aggregates, are the basis upon which we experience the world. It's in, therefore in the nature of suffering. And therefore, is to be abandoned, not to be deceived by the delights or the pleasures of samsara, but to wake up to how they actually deceive us. Then secondly, in your meditation, if at this point, a strong feeling recognizing the sufferings of samsara arises, place your mind there. When that subsides, move to the next part of the meditation, where one meditates on the sequence by which one remains bound to the origins or the causes of our suffering. From our ignorance of self-grasping comes all the afflictions, and thereby we accumulate karma which is contaminated by these afflictions, and we continue to take uncontrolled rebirth within the realms of samsara. We continue to experience pain. When that arises in a powerful way within you, place your mind, rest your mind there. When that subsides, then continue with your meditation again and again in this way, giving rise to determination for freedom, actual freedom. Not the freedom to move or to say things that one wants to, but freedom from the afflictions, freedom from the sufferings of samsara. When you give rise to determination that nothing else matters, but putting all our energy into gaining freedom. And when this comes up again and again in one's mind, in a way that's uncontrived, so you don't have to intentionally generate it, that is when one has cultivated a path. So to cultivate a path, one needs to rely on a meditator's close companions, vigilant introspection and mindfulness, as well as overcoming all distraction. When one is able to hold one's determination for freedom single-pointedly, then one is coming closer to developing uncontrived definite emergence. But using vigilant introspection, secondly mindfulness, and thirdly concentration or meditative stabilization, these three, this is how we start to bring ourselves closer to the generation of an actual path, uncontrived definite emergence. When that is cultivated, when uncontrived definite emergence, an actual path is cultivated, it will only go from strength to strength. And what is going from strength to strength? This determination to be free.
That the nigga tabach to go to be some no kuni lange. That taba toweda, and the lagaraji was in a jimbata, children of Zubata, Jundu, some day sharing him the chair. Carasine, the jing and the koalaki, gudu leda, no mobile, the nikigris, no mobile, pangore. Jada, no mobile pambala, tanganjugida, jim chudum sumba in a lungagi, luida, nada, yi, jing no mobile, pagagore, then a chudum sumba in a chudum sum.
That's
And the Tarbatovigan, Tarbato, Tarbatovig, the Nalangianlia, who come to the raw chickens and some diet, losing some dieting under Tarbis and Bigunia Lange, Gawa Caratuina, the Tarbatovig, whichever.
In the meditation, this is where our focus needs to be, on that sequence of trainings I've just presented. The yogi who has generated uncontrived definite emergence will shift their sequence to what for ourselves we can do in the same meditation, which is engaging in the six trainings, namely generosity, ethics, patience, joy, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. Amongst these, the first four would have been cultivated already when we're engaging in the trainings shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, generosity, ethics, patience, and joyous perseverance. But here, with the trainings shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, of those six, whilst all six are cultivated, the emphasis is on ethics, ensuring that one does not accumulate any non-virtue, ensuring that one does not come under the influence of the afflictions, as well as concentration, single-pointed concentration, and wisdom, the wisdom realizing emptiness. Because it's through the wisdom realizing emptiness, in particular when it's conjoined with the power of a concentrated mind, that one can eradicate the root cause of our suffering. You remember the causes that one was cultivating prior to this, to generate definite emergence, were the sufferings of samsara, which come from that sequence which starts with ignorance. Here, now having generated definite emergence, one is training in wisdom so as to eradicate the sequence, to break it, and therefore bring an end to suffering and achieve all the benefits of liberation, of freedom. So for ourselves, we first focus on developing the determination to be free through cultivating those causes I mentioned. Thereafter, the six trainings. The six trainings then are an expression of the fulfillment, the determination to fulfill our aspiration for liberation. And to the extent that this determination arises within us, because it comes on an understanding of our own suffering, we'll have an ever greater appreciation for the suffering of others, and it'll be ever easier to help others. So they too can stay at the forefront of our motivation, that through our spiritual development, we'll be able to be of ever more benefit to others.
Dunga, Tabi yunden dele shiwore sache, ta tabal ye tobana, anjike nganga meba, gidina diavane diava, anjiga zugi, tu tingye nganga meba, nichi jige chi jumigi, and neemge nganga meba, matugi nganga meba, dene gidina diavane diava, janjang mother dumaskaya martin, diavan diavare, chisanti, jine tabigi dele ya yunden janga samta. अने जिसना ता कोई दुआ दिले थार चे थार बादे थोप गुड़ से बिगे थार बिगे यंदे सम ना चे थार बाद दुनिया यु दुन दुनिया यु दुब जाए के थबलम ताना थबसी ताना ने दिखो रे दें मैं कहाँ से कोई दुआ सम ताना सेमलिया गंग योंगुए ना कोई दुआ बैसिप चो सम माता चे अने कोवाले दे थार गुड़े
The meditation I've outlined, I'd encourage most of you to engage in. For those, though, who have a particular obstacle at one point, I'll now slightly modify the meditation, because I know there are some for whom reflecting on the sufferings of the six realms, in particular those of the lower realms, is quite difficult to do. There's an emotional obstacle, there's a strong discontent that arises. So I'd encourage those few of you for whom reflecting on the sufferings of samsara, in particular that of the lower realms, is difficult, to rather avoid that, to not do that. You already have some understanding of your own suffering. This is clear, physical and mental suffering. So use just that as the first part of the meditation, and then put your focus on the second cause to give rise to death and emergence. The first was the sufferings of samsara. So then just take what you are aware of in your own life, and then put your emphasis on the benefits of liberation. And apply yourself in the meditation to think about the benefits of liberation. And there think about all the sufferings you recognize in your own life, or you observe in the others around you, and understand that a liberated being, a being that is free of all those sufferings. They're free of conflict. They're free of violence and aggression. They're free of impoverishment and all difficulties relating to physical discomfort as well as material poverty. So whatever sufferings one experiences, recognize that a being that is free from that. They're free from physical illness and all other forms of physical suffering, and of course a mind that is freed of suffering. And thereafter then, the second point then to emphasize will be the six trainings of generosity, ethics, patience, and so forth. Put your energy into that part. So for those of you again, for whom reflecting on the sufferings of the six realms, in particular the three lower realms, is difficult, do that very lightly, just your own sufferings that you're aware of, and then move to the other parts of the meditation, put your energy there. Tonight then, we've come to the section in the text on the training shared with the practitioner of intermediate capacity, where we start, as we've seen in this verse, in cultivating a determination to attain freedom from the sufferings of samsara, freedom from uncontrolled rebirth in samsara, freedom from our afflictions and their seeds. And the only way to give rise to this determination is to become vividly aware of the sufferings of samsara. If we don't reflect on the sufferings of samsara in their entirety, we cannot give rise to a determination to be freed from them. To the extent we recognize the sufferings of samsara, we will want to be free of them. And in the companion meditation is the benefits of liberation, the benefits of freedom. And to the extent we give rise to this yearning for freedom, we dedicate our merit towards the achievement of this goal. So the starting point is to generate the mind of definite emergence. And this then is followed, but you can do it in the same meditation, by reflecting on the six trainings, in particular that of wisdom. So thank you very much. And then we'll conclude here for this week.